Hello, and welcome back to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. My name is Lena, and today I don't have a topic for it yet. I think I'm going to have to wait until I'm done with the episode and come up with a topic, but there's something that has been on my mind lately, and it's because I now talk about, higher states of consciousness, the journey of awakening, etc. On my own journey, there are things that I understand now that I didn't understand, 3-4 years ago. The mystical experiences that I've had, the visions, the things that I've experienced in meditation, etc., the acute awareness I have now. And, the things I now share on Instagram, other people's quotes and things like that, that resonate with me. And even talking here on my podcast or on YouTube, the thing is, for me, growing up, I went through so much heartache. Right. And the way I felt about myself a lot of the times, insecurities and things like that, and where I am now in my life, I'm just the same as everybody else. It's just that I've awakened to the truth, right? To so much truth that has failed. But I'm just like everybody else. And I don't ever want to come across that, just because somebody is not awakened yet does not change. Like, there's no, we're all the same. We're all connected. All of us. And just because somebody is awakened, or, somebody is more enlightened than somebody else, or somebody, teaches from a different level of awareness, it doesn't make any one person better than anybody else. We all have different experiences. There are other people that know things that I don't. I know some things that other people don't, but we're all the same at the core of who we are, right? And that is, we're all divine beings. We are all souls, manifestations of the one creative source, which many call God. There are a lot of names for God. There are a lot of names for I am. It's not just God. And God is not some entity, some being, some source that we have to reach for. It's within, and that source of creation is within all of us. That source of infinite love is within all of us. So we are all the same. And those who have awakened and are teaching from a certain level of awareness are no different than those who aren't. And I'm bringing this up because I used to look at certain, teachers or authors and think, they're so, like, put them on a pedestal. And I've come to realize and have gained the confidence now that I'm like, there's no reason to put anybody on a pedestal, because we are all the same. We're all going through this journey together, experiencing it through different sets of eyes and different levels of awareness, and all learning from each other, and all teaching each other too, in one way or another. So, if you are reading books, if you are listening to people on podcast or YouTube or anybody that you're resonating with, perhaps, and if you think, oh, I can never get to where they're at, or I can never experience those things. Don't say that, because it's not true. You, wherever you are right now on your journey, is absolutely perfect. It's where you're supposed to be. Okay. I wanted to bring that up real quick, because it took me a long time, especially because I want to write. I used to consider myself a writer, but I think I'm really more of a teacher, and I just want to share like my experiences and what I've been through, so others know that, you know, whatever they're going through, they can get through it too. Anxiety, depression, insecurities, things like that. Awakening, right? It's possible to everybody. And the awakening is inevitable, you know, and whether in this incarnation or the next, you know, it's a cycle and it's inevitable. Once we learn the lessons we are, you know, are meant to learn, and we carry those lessons. So what we learn in one lifetime, we carry through to the next. So we're not always starting completely over through each incarnation. But anyway, I wanted to bring that up today, because I was watching something on YouTube the other day, and it was all about various teachings, like the Law of One and channeling and things like that. And I've mentioned this before, but information is just recycled over and over again, right? It's the same information recycled over and over again through the ages. Through the ages, there's nothing new under the sun. Our experiences, you know, feel new to us, but really they're not. In the cosmic whole, right? And again, everything is held in the Book of Life and the Akashic Records. There's nothing new under the sun. Although our experiences may seem new, they're new to us. But there's no person on this earth any better than another person, because at the core, we are all divine beings. We are all beautiful souls, each and every one of us. Beautiful, beautiful souls, having our individual experiences, experiencing things together as a collective consciousness. But just because, you know, one person may be going through, you know, unpleasant circumstances and another person may not, does not make the one soul any better or worse, any different than the other soul. Just different experiences, right? So, I don't know. I just felt like talking about that today. Because, again, you know, growing up and not feeling worthy and dealing with anxiety and depression and putting people on pedestals, putting authors on pedestals, putting supervisors on pedestals, other people on pedestals, people I loved on pedestals. And when you do that, you really kind of I don't know if negate's the right word, but you give your power away, right? And you have so much power within you, so much light within you, and so much love within you. And if you don't feel it, if you don't see it, it's there. It's just veiled, right? But the veil is going to be lifted. The veil is lifted for all of us. So the veil will be lifted and you'll realize it one of these days. And you'll take your power back. And if you don't currently feel worthy, you'll feel your worthiness. You'll know your worthiness. And you won't put anybody on a pedestal because you realize that we're all the same. Our true nature, we're all the same. There's no reason to judge. No reason to judge at all. So anyway, all right. I think that's all I wanted to say. Yeah, it's just been on my mind lately, especially from the point of view of like sharing my experiences and stuff and not wanting anybody to think that I, you know, like I would never want to come across as just because I'm going through these experiences now, I'm any better than anybody else. That's not the case. And I can say that because I've looked at others that way. Oh, they're better than me because they've been through these experiences, etc. It's not the case. We're just different points on the journey at various times. But we're all beautiful. All beautiful souls. This is a beautiful, beautiful experience, this life, this journey, even through the horrors, if there's beauty in it, because there's a lesson there, and it leads us to awakening. So, all right, I guess that's finally it. All right, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I will see you guys all next time. All right, bye now.